ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, entitled Narada's Teachings to Vasudev, text number 33. Deyam sada paribhav ghanam abhishta doham. Deyam sada paribhav ghanam abhishta doham. Tirthas padam shiviranchin nutam sharanyam. Dityatiham pranata pala bhavabdipotam. वंदे महापुरुषते चरणारविंदम्। ध्येयं सदा परिभवघ्नम् अभीष्टदोहम्। भवघ्नम् अभीष्टदोहम्। तीर्थस्पदं शिविरं चिनुतं शरण्यम्। शरण्यम् भृत्यातिहं प्रणतपालभवाब्धिपोतम्। वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम्। ध्येयं सदा परिभवघ्नम् अभीष्टदोहम्। तीर्थास्पदं शिविरञ्चिनुतं शरण्यम्। भृत्यार्तिहं प्रणतपालभवाब्धिपोतम्। वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम्। तीर्थस्पदं शिविरञ्चिनुतं शरण्यम्। तीर्थास्पदं शिविरञ्चिनुतं शरण्यम्। नित्यार्तिहं प्रणतपालभवाब्धिपोतम्। वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम्। Matajis, translation. My dear Lord, you are the Mahapurush, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I worship your lotus feet, which are the only eternal object of meditation. Those feet destroy the embarrassing conditions of material life and freely award the greatest desire of the soul, the attainment of pure love of Godhead. My dear Lord, your lotus feet are the shelter of all holy places and of all saintly authorities in the line of devotional service, and are honored by powerful demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. My Lord, you are so kind that you willingly protect all those who simply bow down to you with respect, and thus you mercifully relieve all the distress of your servants. In conclusion, my Lord, your lotus feet are actually the suitable boat for crossing over the ocean of birth and death. And therefore, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva seek shelter at your lotus feet. Purport. So there was a long purport. So last three classes we have been hearing three different sections of the purport. So we'll read the fourth section of the purport today. कहाँ से चला गया एक नहीं नहीं कहाँ गया वो दिख ही नहीं रहे in this correct so purport in this verse the word Tirthaspadam means that the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the shelter of all the holy places. As the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world, we often find, especially in poor third world countries, that it is very difficult for people to travel to India to visit the most exalted holy places such as Vrindavan and Mayapur. Especially in South America, it is very difficult for a large number of devotees to visit such places in India and purify themselves. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that simply by worshipping him, Vaishnavas throughout the world receive the benefit of having visited the supreme holy place, namely the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, there is no loss for the followers of Krishna consciousness movement despite their external situation. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has stated, Kalau dravya desh kriyadi janitam durvaram apabitriyam api nashan nashankaniyam iti bhavah. In this age, the world is so polluted by sinful life that it is very difficult to become free from all the symptoms of Kali Yuga. Still, one who is faithfully serving in the missionary work of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu need not fear occasional unavoidable symptoms of Kali Yuga. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strictly follow the four regulative principles of no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meeting, no gambling. They try to always chant Hare Krishna and engage in the service of the Lord. However, it may happen that by accident an occasional symptom of Kali Yuga such as envy, anger, lust, greed, etc. may temporarily appear in the life of a devotee. We read this purport yesterday actually, so we have to read the next part somehow. I'm sorry, I prepared from a phone so I could read where it is. the words, yes, where is that? Yahan dikhi nahi raha hai wo. Nahi, isme hai hi nahi wo. I don't know, in the book I could not find where I read it. The words, yeah, I know, but where is it here? Ah, correct, correct. Yeah, I know, correct, correct. Thank you, thank you. It's a very close paragraph ending and the beginning of the next paragraph, so that's why I got confused. Hare Krishna. So anyway, it's a good revision of the previous purport for me and for all of us. So many of us couldn't figure out actually. That's what it's mentioned, the symptoms of Kali Yuga, I think. Hare Krishna Prabhu was discussing the other day. Or Mukund Mahaprabhu was discussing about that. Yeah. So the words, Vrityartiham Pranatpala, this is where we were discussing today, indicate that if one simply bows down without duplicity at the lotus feet of the Lord Pranata, then the Lord will give such a sincere candidate all protection. This verse does not mention that one need be an exalted devotee of the Lord. Rather, it is stated that if one simply bows down at the Lord's lotus feet, he will get all protection. And this also applies to anyone who is trying to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even the neophyte will get all protection by the mercy of the Lord. Hopeful. In regard to the words bhavabdipotam, or a suitable boat for crossing the ocean of material existence, there is the following statement by Brahmachi and the other demigods in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tvatpadapotena mahatkritena kuruvanti govatsapadam bhavabdhim. By accepting your lotus feet as the boat by which to cross the ocean of nescience, one follows in the footsteps of the Mahajanas and can cross that ocean as easily as one steps over the hoof print of a calf. According to Srila Rupa Goswami, a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Jivan Mukta, or a liberated soul. Thus, the devotee is not worried about his future destination, for he is confident that the Lord will quickly take him across the ocean of material existence. Such confidence is referred to in the Upadeshamrit by the word Nishchayat, meaning firm conviction about the potency of the process of devotional service. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the statement Shiv Viranchi Nutam is also understood to indicate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped by Lord Shiva's incarnation, Advaita Acharya, and by Brahmaji's incarnation, Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressed in this verse as Mahapurush, meaning Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, there is reference to Mahaprabhu in Shvetashatra Upanishad 3.12, Mahaprabhu Ruvai Purushah Sattvaseva Paravaraktah. The Supreme Prabhu is the Personality of Godhead who is the initiator of the entire cosmos. Similarly, Lord Sri Gaur Krishna is addressed by the word Mahapurush in this verse. The whole intention of this verse is to offer obeisances at his lotus feet. Such lotus feet are the actual eternal object of meditation because they cut off the bondage of material life and fulfill the desires of devotees. Although the conditioned souls laboring arduously under illusion pursue many temporary goals in life, there is no possibility of their achieving actual bliss or knowledge. Such eternal bliss and knowledge is actually wealth. One should not neglect the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking him to be an ordinary person, and instead accept the temporary, useless shelter offered by the illusory energy of the Lord. In English. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Srivas Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yad Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. Hare Krishna. So seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas and the seniors so that I can speak something on this beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam which we are all going reading, especially for us, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. These few shlokas which we are reading, predicting the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the process of worshipping Lord Chaitanya are being described. And in the last, I think, three classes by Radhishyam Prabhu, Mukund Malaprabhu and Hare Krishna Prabhu, we heard beautiful analysis of this verse. Now in this particular section which we are reading, the three paragraphs, so we'll see how the process of worshipping or the recommended is the worship of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first paragraph is described as the words Vrityarthi Ham Pranatapala. So that means that if one simply bows down without duplicity at the lotus feet of the Lord, then the Lord will give such a sincere candidate all protection. Just simply bowing down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, complete protection is guaranteed. Vrityarthi ham pranatapal. Vritya is the servant, arthi, one who is in distress, which is all of us. In this age, nobody can say that he is free from distress. So everyone is arthi hum. And the solution recommended here is pranata, offering obeisances or taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Because the Lord herein is referred as pranata pala. And beautifully hope-giving purport it is mentioned that it need not be one to be a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. Anyone who just takes shelter of the Supreme Lord receives complete protection. That is why the Lord is called Pranatapala, protector of all who offer respects. That is the beauty of this incarnation. That anyone who takes shelter of the Supreme Lord is, of course, we see in other incarnations also, even Lord Ram, he proclaimed in the Yuddhakanda that beautiful verse where it comes, Sakradeva prapanno yam tavasmiti chiyachate abhayam sarvadatasmai dadami etad vratam mama. That even if once somebody says, oh my Lord, I am yours, complete protection from then on, Lord Ram is saying that anyone who even once says, my dear Lord, I am yours, with feeling, with great heart, then complete protection from then on is guaranteed. That was Lord Ram. That is the beautiful. Of course, we will see in this pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya even goes one step ahead, that he actually runs behind. We will see in the next verse also where it is described. The Lord Chaitanya actually runs behind the conditioned souls and makes sure they surrender unto the Lord. He forces them. Doesn't see whether one is qualified or not qualified. I remember one of the Bhagavatam classes here, Radha Vallapu was sharing one story. Do not remember the source, but since spoken on Vyasasan here. So he was mentioning in Krishna's childhood pastimes, one time they had a birthday party. Every year they would have, not the way we have birthday parties now. They would invite all the devotees, all the Brajabasis would come, and Krishna would offer gifts to all those who had come, the Brahmanas, the Vandis, all those who were come. Krishna would offer them grains or something, or the gifts were there in return. And Nanda Maharaj invited also Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtidha and Radharani also. Of course, Vrishabhanu Maharaj was busy with some other service, so he could not come, but Radharani and I think Kirtidha Mata had come for that birthday party of Krishna. And in the birthday party, it's a wonderful festival happened, and then Radharani goes back, and of course Vrishabhanu Maharaj asks, how do you like the birthday party? It's very nice, very thing was very wonderfully organized, and the event management was very well done. Now we have different event management companies, but that time Nanda Maharaj personally took care of each and every guest and organized everything and gave gifts to everyone who participated and charities and everything. But then Radharani said that one thing I didn't like. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj asked, what is that you didn't like? He said, so like when Krishna was distributing grains, so some of the people, those who didn't have any vessel or something, Krishna told them, you can bring back. You can bring your vessel and come back. So then Radharani said, I didn't like that they could have given a vessel or patra also. So then, so somehow Vrishabhanu Maharaj told someone else, this is what happened. And then the news spread and finally it reached Krishna. As it happens, if you tell one person, then the whole news spread everyone. It reached everyone and reached Krishna. And Krishna when met Radharani, and she said, you didn't like this. But I tell you, when I come in my next incarnation, I will not ask for any qualification or any patrata. Patra patra vichar nahi nahi sthan asthan jai jaha paye taha kare prema daan. That in my incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, I would not look for a patra, whether a person has qualification or not. No conditions apply. Like the asterisk mark usually, if you surrender, if you do this, that's for all other incarnations. But for Lord Chaitanya, no conditions apply. Anyone who comes in touch with Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, Lord Chaitanya makes him, force him, pranatapala. He just makes him bow down in front of the Lord. And we see Srila Prabhupada's understanding or expanding this mood of Lord Chaitanya, going out and running at the speed of jet and catching people by their neck and bringing them to Krishna consciousness. And of course, many of us are also proofs. We had absolutely no inclination to come and bow down to the Lord. We were from that background that sar jhukayenge nahi. What is that? Sar jhuka sakte, sar kata denge, lekin jhuka nahi sakte. We were on that thing that we will not bow down, pranatapal, we will not bow down. But amazing mercy of Lord Chaitanya coming through Srila Prabhupada and his books and through his devotees, that now we are happily bowing down every day, surrendering to the Supreme Lord. That was the power of Lord Chaitanya. That is what It's being described here. And then in the purport, it's explained. In this regards to words, bhavabdi potam, that by accepting your lotus feet as the boat by which to cross oceans of nescience, one follows in the footsteps of Mahajanas and can cross as easily as one crosses over the ocean as hoof print of a calf. And then the Hridayanand Maharaj quotes Srila Rupa Goswami that this is the confidence a devotee has, nishchayat, that just by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can easily cross over. And then later in the purport is explained that one should not neglect the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking him to an ordinary and taking shelter of the shelters of this world, which are temporary, useless shelter offered by the illusory energy of the Lord. So we all have a tendency to take shelter of temporary, useless shelters offered by this material world. We all have our, in our experience, we have our own shelters, our education, our wealth, our insurances, our family, our friends, our physical abilities, our mental faculties, or in each one of our own life, we will have our own shelters which we are holding on to, thinking that these will protect me. But here it's beautifully described that these are all temporary, useless shelters offered by the material energy. The only shelter which is permanent is the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All other the shelters which we see of this world are temporary. Some of us have experienced, some of us will experience that we are holding on to these shelters one by one. Krishna will take away these shelters in the form of time. Your wealth is there, but at the same time it may not be able to help. Your energy is, our energy is there. Physical energy is taken away. Mental faculty is taken away. We have seen in the examples of so many peoples, the richest people, the wealthiest people, the strongest people, whatever people, with time, the famous people, everything has faded. Nothing has stayed in this world as permanent. And only the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is that thing which is permanent. So for today, from here on, we will move into one beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya, which exemplifies this pranat pal, how Lord Chaitanya is actually running to catch conditioned souls, to bring them to offer him obeisances, to surrender unto him. Even though we are rebellious Kali Yuga beings, we do not want to surrender. But here in this beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya, we will see from Chaitanya Bhagavat how Lord Chaitanya is actually running behind to catch these lotus feet. Of course, in Navadvip, Mahaprabhu would have ecstatic kirtans every day, every night. And one of the kirtans we know in the house of Srivas Thakur, the famous place where they would have kirtan. One of the kirtans, Mahaprabhu was dancing with all his devotees, Mukunda, Srivas and all his brothers, and everyone was there. And then suddenly Srivas hears a crying sound which is coming from the house. Somebody is crying. So he goes into the house and sees that all the ladies of the house are crying and his son has left his body. It's a big thing for any parent. We can see, for a son to die in front of a father is the biggest calamity that can happen to a family. But Srivas Thakur, very sober and conversant with the intricacies of spiritual life, he realized that this is not the right time. When the program is happening in the house, the kirtan is going on, we have organized a program. And so he spoke to all the ladies in the house. You know that Krishna, any place where Krishna is glorified, the holy names of Krishna is being chanted, If somebody leaves the body at that time, it is most auspicious. It's easy to speak the philosophy, but when it comes in practical, it's very, very difficult. When some calamity happens in our life, some difficulty happens in our life, something is challenged. It's difficult to chant for ourselves. What to speak of holding a program in the house. It's very, very difficult. But herein he is saying, you must all pacify yourselves. Stop crying for now. Since the Supreme Lord, he is dancing in our courtyard, let him finish the program. When he goes, then you can cry. And he's saying that it's a great fortune that our son died at this time. I wish I could also leave a body when the kirtan of the holy name is going on. That's the aspiration of each one of us, to leave the body when the kirtan of the holy name is going on, when we are chanting, when we are remembering Krishna, when we are serving Krishna. That is each one of us aspiration, or should be an aspiration, to die serving Krishna, to die hearing Krishna's name, to die with in the presence of devotees. So herein Srivast Thakur is saying that what better it could be than for our son to leave his body. Let anyone not hear these crying words. And if the Lord is disturbed, I will personally myself go down and drown into Mother Ganga. So as soon as the ladies heard this, they became pacified. They stopped crying. But then gradually the word spread. Can't be hidden, such things. The whole word spread. All of our different devotees came to know. One devotee told another devotee, another devotee told another devotee, that this is what has happened in Srivast's house. But still, the kirtan kept on going. But finally, the Lord stopped the kirtan and he said, something is happening, looks like, and I can't explain how I feel today. Has some distress entered the house of Srivast? Srivast said, my dear Lord, it's not possible that any distress can come to our house when you personally are present in the house. The Supreme Lord and your names are being chanted. How is it possible that any distress come in our lives? Of course, eventually the devotees informed the Lord Chaitanya that this is what has happened. His son has died. And the Lord asked, how long did it happen? And then the devotees told that early morning, but Srivast did not want to disturb you and your kirtan in the program. So he did not inform anyone. Almost 7.5 hours ago this incident took place. And Lord Chaitanya became very emotional. He loudly began to cry and he began to loudly say that, how will I give up such association of devotees? So this is one of the first hints which Mahaprabhu gives, that he's going to give up this association of his most chaste wife, most loving mother. How will I give up the association of such devotees? And he was crying and crying loudly. And devotees, when they heard this, they become fearful that imminent separation from the Lord is going to happen soon, looks like. And the Lord pacified and then he said, let's do the last rites. And while going, Lord Chaitanya is where they are taking Srivast's son in front of him. He asks, my dear son, why are you leaving the house of Srivast? And in front of everyone's eyes, the child gets up. Of course, when the Lord asks questions, even the dead has to get up. So even Srivast, of course, his son just got up and started to speak. My dear Lord, it's the destiny arranged by you. What can I do? Who has the power to change the destiny? And all the devotees were struck with wonder to see Srivast Thakur's son get up and speak in such a way. You can imagine dead body lying and suddenly gets up and starts to speak. Like a shock. The devotees were also shocked what is happening. Everyone was crying and now suddenly Srivast's son is speaking. And he said, my dear Lord, I stayed as long as I was allowed to stay in the house of Srivast. And now it is by your will I am going to another body. But just grant me this mercy that I never forget your lotus feet. And anyways, who is father, who is son? Everyone enjoys one's own fruitive reactions and karma. And I am going to some other home. Like that, he offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, all the devotees, and then again became silent. And all the devotees were very happy. All their distress was gone to hear this knowledge from this son. And even the Srivas Thakur's family and his wife and other brothers, wives became pacified and they forgot their suffering and they all surrendered to the lotus feet, began to take shelter of the Lord. Janama janama tumi pita mata putra prabhu tomara charana jena pashari prabhu. They said that, my dear Lord, you are life after life, our father, mother, son, everything. May we never forget your lotus feet. And hearing these prayers, devotees were crying and chanting, and in this way the Lord finally told Srivas, you know, these are the laws of nature which affect everyone, Srivas, but miseries do not affect you. That was Mahaprabhu's verdict, that misery come in the life of a devotee, but they do not affect the devotee. So nobody is spared. We all have to go through our karmic reactions, which the seed which we have sown, we have to bear the fruit of that. But Mahaprabhu is telling Srivas that it will not affect you. Each one of us have to go through that. And then Mahaprabhu says something beautiful, that Ami Nityananda Dui Nandana Tomar, that Nityananda and myself are your two sons. So do not feel any anxiety or any remorse. Nityananda and myself are to your sons. And in this way the whole procession moved and did the last rites. Another day, so every day there was a different pastime happening in the house of Srivas Thakur and different devotees' life. So there was an ecstatic gathering every day the devotees would have. So it was, everything was fine for Lord Chaitanya. This nice association of devotees, nice loving mother, nice chaste wife, no reason to leave. But we'll see what brings Lord Chaitanya to the point of taking sannyas, to bring people, pranatapal, make people surrender unto the lotus feet. One of the days Lord desired, he would express to Shuklambar many times, but one day he told Shuklambar, was a brahmachari, a beggar, he would just beg, had a small hut on the bank of Ganga. And he said, Shuklambar, I want to have rice cooked by you. That's what he could afford, simple rice. So Mahaprabhu would tell him, but he would always deny. And this time Mahaprabhu was telling, no, I actually seriously want to come to your house and have prasad. And just make some rice for me. And repeated requests, and finally Lord said, okay, I am coming this afternoon to your house for prasad. Make some nice rice for me. And Shuklambar was like quite disturbed, he emotionally pleaded, I am most sinful, wretched, beggar, and you are the personification of all the religious principles and give up. So how can I just serve and cook prasad for you? I am not qualified as per the social customs to cook for you, my dear Lord. But the Lord said, no, I am coming this afternoon. And then he went. And Shuklambar became more distressed, and it's not, Mahaprabhu was telling him, I really want to taste the rice which has been cooked by your hands. That is the Supreme Lord who is being served by Lakshmis and Radharani every day with a different preparation. Here he is begging to eat from the beggar's house, begging from a beggar. That is Lord Chaitanya's mood, begging from a beggar's house, that I want to eat your house. In Radharani's kitchen they say that no item is repeated. That is the mega kitchen of Radharani. That is that. But still anxiety. He was still anxious, what should I do? So then he went to the different devotees. In anxiety, simple solution, go to the devotees, ask for help. What should I do? This is what... And devotees explain him, why are you fearful of such a thing? And Supreme Lord and Jiva, in one sense, both are spiritual, you are pure soul, and it is the Lord's desire to eat, and he always begs and eat every day. So today is coming to your house, see the example of Vidura. What was his qualification? Lord personally invited himself there. It is the devotion that counts. But still he was fearful. So okay, the devotee said, no problem. You are still fearful. You can cook rice, but don't touch it with your hands. Interesting. Cook, but don't touch with your hands. How will you cook? But anyway, he figured out a way, and he did. Went home, took bath, got ready everything, boiled some scented water, maybe some spices, he put herbs or something. That's what it's mentioned, spiced, put some rice in it, put some banana stem, simple vegetable, and without touching. I don't know how he did it, maybe he had some gloves or something, but he did it without that, without touching with his hands or something, and folded his hands, joyfully singing Krishna's name, Govinda, Gopal, Madhav. like that. And he was folding his hands and chanting. And then when the Supreme Lord is coming to somebody's house, Lakshmi Devi personally comes, glanced towards the rice. And it became nectar, more sweeter than the nectar. And the Lord arrived with Nityananda Prabhu and all the associates. Never comes alone. See, the party big gang comes to the Lord. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw the rice, he was so ecstatic. He picked up the pot, offered to Lord Vishnu, and then sat for prasad and smiled at Shuklambar, who was still fearful what is going to happen. And then the Yajna Bhuk, one who accepts the offerings from the Yajna by Brahma and Lord Shiva, who is worshipped by Lord Brahma and Shiva, is accepting the simple banana stem and rice cooked by Shuklambar. And then as soon as Mahaprabhu takes that rice, Mahaprabhu tells them, since birth I have never tasted this rice. Maybe Mahaprabhu was telling every house like that. Of course, every rice is unique, tasted by, because every devotee has a unique devotion. So it is right to say that I never tasted such rice in your house. So Mahaprabhu was telling every devotee probably that I never tasted this, the best rice, and it's the best rice in every devotee's house, because every devotee has his unique devotion to the Supreme Lord. And he said, I cannot even describe the taste of the banana stem which you made without even touching. You are certainly one of the friends for whom I incarnate in this world. My dear Shuklambar, such exalted you are. And the devotees were so happy to see the blessings, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate to full satisfaction the rice and the banana stem and everything, whatever else was there. And then he offered some betel nuts, and all the devotees, Nityananda Prabhu and everyone else, accepted Mahaprasad of the Lord, completely satisfied by simple rice and banana stem of Mahaprasad. Great ecstasy. And then Mahaprabhu did, talking about Krishna, they did some Krishna Katha, and after Krishna Katha, Mahaprabhu took some rest, which is obvious. After prasad, some rest is good. So then Mahaprabhu was taking rest, and all the devotees joined Mahaprabhu. Everyone started to take rest, and since all the devotees were taking rest, also one of the devotees, it's a small house, so all devotees were lying, so one of the devotees, whose name was Sri Vijaya, he was one of the persons who would write books for Lord Chaitanya. Whenever Lord Chaitanya wanted some book to be copied, he was the one, that was his service to write. He was the original BBT of Lord Chaitanya, or the Lord Chaitanya Book Trust. He would write books for Lord Chaitanya. There was no printing press or Xerox, so everything has to be written and copied by. So Sri Vijaya would do that, the first printing press for Lord Chaitanya, and he copied for Lord. And so he was also lying down in the house of Shuklambar, small house, probably one room, the studio flat, not a flat, but small house of Shuklambar. And Mahaprabhu was lying down, and suddenly while he was down, lying down, one of the arms of Lord Chaitanya fell on the body of Sri Vijaya. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya's arm, the hand fell on Sri Vijaya's body, he just got up and he saw a vision that this huge, mighty, long arm looks like a golden pillar decorated with all the jewels, and the fingers with engraved jeweled rings, and as if there was like illumination from different suns and moons put together, such beautiful jewelry was there. And he was in great transcendental ecstasy just seeing that beautiful arm of Lord Chaitanya. And as soon as he saw with such ecstatic mood, he was just about to shout, hey, Haribol, Haribol, and then Lord Chaitanya places his hand on his mouth and asks him, stop, stop, stop. As long as I am in this world, do not tell anyone about this. And Lord looked at Vijay and smiled, and he said, no, not now. He cannot tell anyone. But he just couldn't control. Some secret is told to you, it's so difficult to just keep in the mind, and for Vijay also. It was so difficult. He just jumped and roared loudly, and everyone got up. All the devotees were got up and they were trying to pacify. Hey, what happened to you? What happened to you? Why are you loudly roaring and crying like a madman? But he just couldn't tell anyone what he saw, because Lord Chaitanya said, no, till the time I'm there in this world, you just cannot tell. And all the devotees were trying to Maybe he saw the Lord's opulence. Even Lord Chaitanya says, I don't know what happened to him. Why is he crying? Looks like Ganga effect. Ganga is flowing. He's a devotee of Ganga. Maybe something. Maybe he saw Krishna in his dream or something. Or maybe Krishna is residing in the house. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya finally touched him and he became pacified and revived his consciousness. But he remained in that inert state for days together. Many days in Navadvipa he was like that. That completely touched by Lord Chaitanya. That is how it works. That is how in this month of marathon we can touch. The same touch of Lord Chaitanya is being expanded in this month of the same teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the same mercy of Lord Chaitanya by Srila Prabhupada's writings, these books. It can touch. This is our chance, of course. I haven't done much service in any of the marathons, so it's still embarrassing for me to speak. But since we have to speak, this is our chance to go out and expand the hand of Lord Chaitanya, that beautiful jeweled hand of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the form of mercy, in the form of Srila Prabhupada's books. We can expand to every state, every city, every town, every village, every country, and devotees and everyone experience. One of the stories, one time Vijay Prabhu, our Vijay Prabhu, he's also our Vijay, but our Vijay Prabhu from Prabhupada's movement, or this also Prabhupada movement, but Vijay Prabhu, who is the minister for book distribution, he was distributing books in Dallas, one of the in the parking lots, and he goes and approaches somebody in the truck. Two people were there in the truck. He goes to them and he says that this is Journey of Self-Discovery book, and then he explains to them and gives some donation. He said, no, we don't have anything. We just had a few dollars and we just gave it to one person on the side, on the bike. And they said, well, who is that? He's a person who is on his bike. In his front, he had a basket with a dog in it. He said he's a homeless person and he just decorates his dog and shows people dog, and people click pictures and give him some donations and everything. And that's how he lives his life. And then we, whatever $2-3 we have, we just gave it to him. And so that person that with the bike was also hearing. And Vijay Prabhu was explaining about the book and how this, and that person was hearing, that person on the bike. And then he drove down to Vijay Prabhu and he says, Prabhu, whatever you were talking was sounds very interesting. Can I have a copy of your book? And then he gives him books and he gives him $2. And then later on he becomes a devotee of this Lord Chaitanya. That is the touch of the devotees of Lord through Srila Prabhupada's book, transforming people's life from homeless, shelterless, to giving shelter to people. That is, Prabhupada said, he built a house in which the whole world can come. And now it is up to the devotees of Srila Prabhupada and all of us to actually bring people under that umbrella. He built a house, he gave us the books and he did the house. And now it's our job to bring people in and not scare people and bring them closer. In this, especially in this month. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya was performing many, many pastimes. And one of the pastimes, one day, we will just conclude with this little story. He was in the different mood, sometimes even in the mood of Varadev, sometimes in the mood of Lord Shiva, sometimes in the mood of Haldar, and Balramji would ask for Varuni. One day he was in the mood of gopis and chanting Vrindavan and feeling intense separation from Krishna. He would chant the names of gopis and Lalita, Vishakha, different gopis' names he would be chanting. And one of his fellow students who was studying with Lord Chaitanya at the school of Gangadas Pandit, he came to meet Lord Chaitanya, and when he saw Nimai Pandit chanting gopi, like different names of gopi, Lalita, Vishakha, Tungavidya, Chitra, and different names with Nimai Pandit is chanting, and he says, hey, why are you, Nimai Pandit, you are such a great scholar, why are you chanting the names of young gopis? You should be chanting the names of Krishna. What piety you get by chanting the names of gopis, and Lord was in a different mood, in the mood of the Vrijavasis, feeling intense separation from Krishna, and he became very angry, and Nimai Pandit at that time, he started to chastise. What do you think Krishna, who Krishna is? Krishna is a rogue. He mercilessly killed Vali, he cut the nose of Shubhnaka, he cheated Bali Maharaj, and in this way, Mahaprabhu kept on different pastimes where Krishna cheated and started, took a stick with his arm and began to rush. And then the boy ran for his life, he was not sure what to do and he was running, and even in, finally devotees caught the Lord and said, pacified, my dear Lord, please stop, what are you doing? And then that student friend of Nimai Pandit, he went to his fellow students and told, somehow I escaped death today, that Nimai Pandit, you call him a saint, instead of chanting Krishna's name, he's chanting the names of Gopi, 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 and is burdened with anger, he's criticizing Krishna. How can be a Vaishnava criticize Krishna? How can a Vaishnava criticize Krishna? And all the foolish students who were there with that, they began to laugh and discuss, and how can he kill, or how can he hit a Brahmana like you? And they were saying, this is strange that he's chanting the names of Gopi, Gopi, and they were encouraging him that, do not worry, we are also Brahmanas. What does he think? He's a king that is about to beat you. We will not tolerate it. Maybe he's the son of Jagannath Mishra, but we are also no less Brahmanas. And we studied together, and now he is trying to hit us. If he comes again to teach us or hit us, we will all retaliate together. So this is the plan they made. At this time, Sachinandan, Lord Chaitanya, he understood. And then he, one time in the gathering of his devotees, he understood the mood of these students, and that's when he realized, and he beautifully speaks in front of all the devotees, that Karila Pipalli Khanda Kafa Nivarite Ulatiya Arakafa Badailo Dehite, that I have come with this medicine of Pipalli Khanda. It's an Ayurvedic herb which reduces the cough, but I see that it's doing opposite effect. It is actually increasing the cough, the mucus in the body. And then the Lord laughed, and then he was in anxiety. Of course, nobody could understand except Nityananda Prabhu what Lord Chaitanya was referring to. So at this juncture, Lord Chaitanya realized, and he explained to Nityananda Prabhu, that I came in this world to deliver all the conditioned souls. But it seems that is not working. People are coming, trying to hit me, kill me. They were bound by one rope, but by doing that, by disobeying me, by disrespecting me, they are getting bound by millions and millions of ropes. So therefore, soon I will shave and give up my Brahmin thread, wander like a sannyasi, and I will beg every home and every town and tell them to chant Krishna, to accept Krishna, worship Krishna and serve Krishna. And let me see who can hit me and hurt me. So seeing the distress, seeing that the people are getting more entangled in this material world, Mahaprabhu decides to take sannyas out of compassion. And out of compassion, Srila Prabhupada also working day and night, sleeping couple hours in the whole 24 hours, midnight writing books, so that that same compassion can be spread to all the suffering living beings of this world. So we all have this opportunity, chance to take these books and go out and distribute and give this message of Lord Chaitanya and make people surrender. Pranath Pala. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Jai. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Srila Prabhupada Book Distribution Marathon Ki. Jai. Hare Krishna. आपका क्लास है, आपका क्लास है, करते करते एंड में मेरे को बिठा दिया, बोला ही नहीं है सच में।